One of the better known players of music at WXYZ is Tom Shannon, who says,
I first came to Detroit, I first looked out and I said, wow, I was in Windsor, literally. I wasn't in Detroit. And I remember looking across, seeing the Detroit skyline. That was kind of impressive. And I came here in the winter months. It was December of, I believe, 68. And when I first saw Detroit, it reminded me very much of a bigger Buffalo where I had come from. Many of the other radio people had, too, Dick Purton and Joey Reynolds and people like that. And I said, gee, this is kind of impressive. And I was a little afraid. I had left all of friends and everything the first time I had moved out of a home market, home area, to come to a big city, so as it were. And I was now in Windsor, which was not an overriding, thriving capital at that time. It has grown since then, thank goodness. But I stayed at some little old hotel, and I remember the snow and things. And I said, even the snow, people were always complaining. I said, if you were in Buffalo, New York, the snow there was about 10 times deeper, 10 times more severe. So I said, Detroit winters were not going to be bad for me. I enjoyed CKLW in its early days. I had all kinds of freedom, and freedom in the sense that I had something I put together called the Shannon Empire, and I had a thing called Bearskin Rug, which was on late at night, last half hour, poetry readings. Perhaps some people remember that. And the final departure with myself and CKLW took place, I'm going to have to search for the years. I'm not exactly sure, but I believe it was like late 69 or early 70. And it, like everybody else, is an economic point where you come to where you're making as much money as the general manager or something along that line, and you start looking for more money, you know, not a whole lot, but just a little bit more. And at that time, CKLW was going through the throes of a change of ownership because they had to be sold because they were in Canada. They were owned by an American company, and the Canadian government made them turn it over and say, well, you know, you've got to sell your property. You've got to dispose of it so you have a Canadian owner. When that happened, there was an economic cutback. Bill Kennedy departed just before I did. One of our newsmen now at WXYZ, Don Patrick, left. Many other fellows have since that time departed.
CKLW,
5:30 on the Tom Shannon Show.
You say that you love me.
I'm just glad all over. Really? Golden Sound. The Dave Clark 5 on the Million Dollar Weekend, and glad all over. 5:32, CKLW hit the jackpot time on the Tom Shannon Show. How are you?
The Big 8, CKLW.
Where the one-armed bandit is ready for action with an $8 jackpot. We'll take the fourth call, a 252-5555 Windsor, or 964-9833 Detroit. A love that's real, a love I can feel, the intruders sing.
People were forecasting and prophesying that the, you know, the big demise, because Canada was going to take it over, they're going to have to play Canadian records. Well, today, Canadian records are about 20 or 30% of what's out there anyway, you know, on anybody's chart. So the Canadian groups have come into their own, so that's been a beautiful boost for CKLW. I don't sit back and say, well, I left them, they're going to fall apart, because they're a well-oiled machine. They program well, their format's good, even though Bill Drake is not directly involved anymore. Many of the things that he set up are still being carried out well. You know, they've changed things a little bit, but it's a machine that's oiled. As long as it's oiled, it'll run well.
A love that's real, a love we can feel. Started and charted on the Big 8 in the side of the intruders. 5:36, CKLW, one-armed bandit time on the Tom Shannon Show. Okay, Susan Haynes of Tecumseh, Ontario, which of the Big 8 jocks will come up on the one-armed bandit?
John Morgan.
John, want to try another one?
Pardon me?
Do you want to try another name?
No, thank you. John Morgan.
Okay, let it roll.
One apple, one plum, and a Dave Schaefer.
CKLW Golden.
Sorry about that, Susan. You didn't get it. But we're sending you a Big 8 crying towel. We'll have the one-armed bandit next again within the hour with an $18 jackpot. We're going to have some fun with the Beach Boy.
I really am happy to be involved in the market, making some money. I don't know what my pay scale would be. I keep going back to the monetary thing, but I think that's the name of the game. If you're happy and you're making the money, then wow, mazel tov, more power to you, whatever language you want to say, fabene, I don't know, whatever the language might be. But I enjoy it, and I don't want to leave Detroit, and that's strange. I never thought I'd say that. I've only worked in basically two radio markets. That's Buffalo, New York, and Detroit, Michigan, and I have loved both of them. Well, one for the reason it was my hometown, and I knew the kids and things, and I feel like this is my new home. I've met new people and have a farm with horses and a couple of Malmute dogs, so I just ride, get fresh air, and come go to work and enjoy it. And I love radio. I really do. And I wouldn't trade it for anything else.
WXYZ's Tom Shannon. Bob Edgington, a former WJBK rock jock and later a newsman, is now a middle-of-the-road DJ at WHFI. He remembers the old lineup at WJBK.
The fellows at JBK, like Clark Reed, Robert E. Lee, Dave Schaefer, Jack the Bellboy, Mark Avery, and maybe you might recall people like Dave Milan, Bob Lane, and some others of that category. They were fantastic years, and let's see now. I think I followed three different Jack the Bellboys in the 4 years, or 3 to 4 years, that I did the all-night thing on WJBK. Let's see, the first was Harvey Kay, who went to New York, I understood, and became a pants salesman, like his father-in-law. And after that, Dave Schaefer, who had come in shortly after Mark Avery. They both came out of Arizona Radio. And then following Dave Schaefer, Terry Knight, for a spell, you may recall. And after Terry Knight, the last of a long line of Jack the Bell Boys, which had all begun with Ed McKenzie many, many years ago, predating me by a few years, Robin Walker. And he's short in stature, but mighty big on the airwaves, as I recall. And he used to hand me, in fact, all the J the BBs in those days were handing me the top, the biggest audience in Detroit radio at midnight.
If you came looking for action, baby doll, you found it. Robin Walker, I'll take you on a high-speed ride through the night. Let's go! I'm looking at 59 degrees in the city of Wheels. We're on the way until 11:55. This is David Fox. Lovely summer, girl. I wish I was there with you. Hey, yeah.
The JBK games are more fun. More fun for everyone. And it pays to listen.
I work by an old radio adage, an old showbiz adage called Mumble When in Doubt. Baby, I need your loving. The Four Tops from Detroit. I have 25 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock on the Jack the Bellboy Show. The Walker Kid on the wing.
WJBK Radio. Happiest sound around.
For the past 5 hours, a little guy sat behind a microphone and did the best he could to keep you happy. Share a tear if that was your problem. And if he did, for only 30 seconds. Baby, the whole trip was well worthwhile. And he'll do it again tomorrow night starting at 7:05. But if, for some stupid reason, that one big love didn't come your direction this day, don't cry. Because 11 minutes and 5 seconds from right now, Mr. Bob Edgington hands you a brand new day on WJBK, AM and FM in Detroit. Robin Walker, good night.
He used to hand me, in fact, all the J the BBs in those days were handing me the top, the biggest audience in Detroit radio at midnight. JBK was in its prime in about those days, had been for 10, 15 years. Then came the advent of Just Beautiful Music. WKNR had been completely reformatted. The old WKMH call letters had been dropped and KNR had been brought in. And had all of a sudden, almost overnight, become one of the big guns in pop radio in Detroit.
WHFI's Bob Edgington. Detroit's only conversation station, WTAK, is now called WIID in Garden City. Program director Mark Holden tells us why the conversation format was dropped.
When you have a sponsor who has stayed by you, and then a controversial subject comes up on the station, and all of a sudden he finds his place of business picketed, and rocks being thrown at his windows and things like this, naturally he isn't going to stay with the radio station. He has to look out for himself also. So we found a point of diminishing return as far as the numbers of advertisers we could sign up, and that's obviously where it's at. Advertisers were afraid to touch controversy is what it amounts to. So we went from that to something totally non-controversial, which was what may be called wall-to-wall music. And what we found was we didn't have the involvement that we had with talk radio.
WIID's Mark Holden. Harvey Grace, owner of WIID, talks about the pros and cons of talk radio.
Talk radio is one of the most, if not the most, volatile radio that anyone could have on their air. It is the only medium that I've ever seen used where you put, where a sponsor puts a ad on the radio, or in any form, in any medium, and it actually lifts people out of their living rooms and out of their chairs and out of their automobiles into the stores and moves merchandise off the shelves. It is absolutely phenomenal. Talk radio is an involvement-type radio.
Mr. Grace talked, too, about an interesting survey conducted by WIID.
We hired four girls to go out into the shopping areas, into the shopping centers, and we asked at their cars whether or not we could set their buttons on a good music station, WIID. And 90% of the people said yes. Oddly enough, 75% of this 90% of people who said yes did not know what the buttons were for, and they did not know how to set the buttons. They felt that once the buttons were set, those are the buttons they had to live with.
Harvey Grace, owner of WIID, just for you. It wasn't too long ago that WWJ adopted a news and talk type format, and WIID's Mark Holden commented,
there was some discussion when we dropped the talk format who might pick it up. And WWJ was mentioned then because it had been come so close to Total Talk. There were others mentioned. WJR was mentioned. Then WJBK was mentioned. There were some of the FMs that there were reports they were going to go talk, but finally it was WWJ who decided to combine it with a news block during each commuter segment of their program day.
When asked about Detroit radio, Holden said,
Detroit is definitely an over-radioed city. There, you can break down the spectrum of stations as finely as you want, and you will find somebody doing everything. As far as innovation is concerned, I think that it really lacks. Now, there are some great equalizers. For instance, with the advent of the Drake Much More Music Rock Top 40 formula, you can find a station doing that in virtually every market, or every major market.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Mike Rivers.
CKLW, the Motor City.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the Dale Gorman Show.
KFRC, San Francisco.
WORFM.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to
1050 Chum, Toronto.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Robert W. Morgan Show from the Much More Music Station.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the solid gold sound of a $1 million weekend. All weekend from
WIBG, Philadelphia.
And the hits just keep on coming.
WRKO, Boston.
And the hits just keep on coming.
CKLW.
This takes away a great degree of creativity. You do find stations, though, like WCFL in Chicago, which have chosen to buck the trend in a sense, and they have done some creative things with their news. They have loosened up and not muzzled their air personalities. But you don't find anything other than formats that are being done in other cities identically in Detroit. I mean, there's just this lack of innovation. I mentioned WCFL. They have been doing some very creative things, as I mentioned, with news. Nobody in Detroit has picked that up.
The festival is drawing to an end. On the north side, Chicago's Pop Rock Festival is in its 11th hour, if you'll excuse the pun, heading towards a close at midnight. Over 7,000 persons have jammed the Aragon to listen to rock music, acid rock, by the Rotary Connection, the Coven, the MC5, and the Litter. This is Mike Drexler, WCFL News.
You do find stations, though, like WCFL in Chicago, which have chosen to buck the trend in a sense. They have loosened up and not muzzled their air personalities quite as much.
Bomb Britain radio program. May I have your attention, please?
Yes.
Get him out of here. Make him show his ID card. Look who's laughing now. Cloudy tonight with a low of around 24. Some snow likely tomorrow with a high of around 30. Low tomorrow night around 25. Right now, downtown.
No!
Oh, yes, 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 yes. Downtown Marini, it is 30 degrees.
Big 10 WCFN. Solid gold. Sensations.
When you find two stations, two FM stations that are formatting all oldies, which is at best a specialties format, I think that's maybe a good indication of the amount of overpopulation on the radio dial.
WIID's Mark Holden. Jim Hampton was another personality who went from rock and roll to the middle-of-the-road format, back to rock, and back to M.O.R. Now Jim Hampton is doing rock and roll again, this time in Chicago.
I felt that there were some exciting days. There were the Joel Sebastians and Paul Weller and all these people who were just big, big radio then. They really meant something. They were people that, when they said something, the audience reacted one way or the other. I just don't think radio is like that anymore for an individual.
20 minutes after 7 o'clock, and listen to the sexy horn. I'll start. Oh, yeah. Sounds like a Ray Charles thing, doesn't it? Frank Sinatra. Time at all.
Jim Hampton remembers his first big rock and roll job at WAMM in Flint.
In the meantime, I'd also gone out on my own into Flint.
All the women always turn you on. Wonderful Wham.
Got a wonderful Wham. Bo Leoli coming up next. But first, ladies and gentlemen, we have to find... Is it that time again? You think it might... I believe it's that time again. The fellow over here doesn't believe it's that time again. Let's ask this gentleman. Gentlemen, is it that time again, Freddie? You know?
Yes, it's that time again.
Thank you.
Parties and decorating and visiting.
10:30. Pow, straight up in Flint. This is Jim Taylor from Wonderful Wham. I'm here till 12 at 12 o'clock. Da-da-da-da! The Big M.
You're swinging.
Whoopee.
On WAMM, Flint, Michigan.
Oh, boy.
All that music on contact radio. Wonderful Wham.
When we asked Jim what he thought of WXYZ changing from rock to easy listening back in 1967, he said...
Back, the station had a certain chemistry that you just couldn't find in stations around the country. And I think when they changed format, they lost that chemistry, as any station would if they changed format. But they seemingly very well liked by Detroit, you know.
After 1 o'clock in the morning from WXYZ in Detroit City. Hello there. How are you? You're listening to the Jimmy Hampton Show, probably one of the great moments of your time.
Hampton's most recent appearance here was at WCAR. He says of that...
I still feel and felt at the time that the station was doing the right thing. They had been doing good music for so many years, and they were so well known as a good music station. Why not just do what they've been known for doing better?
Older Town has found a sound that makes your ears give a party for your head. WCAR is getting it said.
So at the time I left there, I felt that CAR was doing the right thing. The city had been stagnant for some time. I thought the freshest thing were CAR and DEE. There was something there that entertained people.
That driving country music is turning in the driveway of my mind.
WDEE, the Big D. WDEE, Detroit.
The Big D.
WCAR's national consultant on radio, a fellow named Ken Draper of Los Angeles, seems to feel the entire city of Detroit has lost a little momentum.
I think radio all over the country, including Detroit, is pretty dull and uneventful at the moment. And I think that reasonably speaking, that's true of Detroit. There were, if you think back, it was about, somewhere in the 61, 2, 3, or 4 period when XYZ was rocking and CK was sort of rocking and Keener was around and JBK was rocking there, like four rockers there. And that kind of competition breeds a lot of excitement that I think the listener benefits in. I think the industry is a little stagnant at the moment, and I think it's sort of stagnant in Detroit. I'm hoping that, as the months go along, we'll be able to make our contribution in getting all that changed.
Motown sound. More power to you. WKNR.
We kick off the $1 million weekend.
The station that asked the question.
James Bond, I got a shotgun in my horn. Look at that! Did you see that? Look at him drop.
Can I blast him with a rock and roll joke?
Number one in Detroit. The Detroit sound of the four top.
Yeah, what's up, Doc?
The ratings.
Monday, former number one song in XYZ.
Well, I don't know. What can you say?
5 minutes before 10 o'clock, WKMH time, Sangu.
That's Bobby Freeman, number 21 this week on Keena. 10 minutes after 6 on the Gary Stevens Show.
Oh, words and music.
Hey!
With yours truly, Tom Clay.
The Allen on the horn. And $1 million worth of talent.
We'll be sure and dig all of the rest of the guys on WXYZ during the week. Fred Wolf, Paul Wintner, young Joel Sebastian, Lee Allen and Don Z.
This is Don All-American Z. I'll go on until 10 this way this morning.
The super hit sound of number 10.
Keep it right there. Channel 1270, the station with a happy difference. Joel Sebastian, 12 minutes after the hour of 2. That's big time.
1270. That's easy to remember.
Line number 19 this week at WKNR, baby. You're the Heavy Legrini Show for a Saturday night. This is the sound of the Temptations. Hey!
Try this one on for size.
A good rocker in the market competing with CK could do a great deal to put some excitement, some competitive excitement back in the market. And I would guess that the next six months to a year, the nature of that market, the makeup of the market, is going to change some. I think you might very well find somebody else rocking there. I think the nature of the market is, you know, we're in a transitional period in Detroit, and I think 6 months to a year from now, the makeup of that market will be considerably different.
Program consultant Ken Draper. WCAR's morning man at the microphone, Ray Otis, says this.
Well, Detroit radio, from a listener standpoint, is probably the most interesting radio that I've heard in a long time. It presents a total and complete spectrum of variety. From a competitive standpoint, it's one of the fiercest, most competitive cities I've ever been in. So this means that the listener has a tremendous choice when it comes to, you know, listening and selecting the radio programs or the type of programs that they want.
This is Gene Fogle standing by on the Ray Otis program. Time of the Times, Petula Clark with Ray Otis at 22 before 8.
WCAR makes you feel good all over.
Ray Otis. The Ken Draper forecast changing.
Not trying to become a prophet here in relation to which stations are going to change or what they will do, but I can't believe, I think that in the case of two or three stations there, then they're certainly not going to be allowed to continue at their current level of rating stagnation before somebody says to them, hey, you got to do something different and get on with it. And there are some changes that have already been either rumored at or announced. It seems to me that one station is supposed to go all news or all talk or something. And, of course, DEE has been country for a few months, but now they're all news in the morning and so on. So I think the nature of the market is, you know, we're in a transitional period in Detroit, and I think 6 months to a year from now, the makeup of that market will be considerably different.
Bill Dalzell, currently with WIID, recalls his days with WCAR.
One thing I liked about Detroit, I kept hearing as I arrived in Detroit many things about Detroit radio, good and bad. But I also heard things good and bad about the city of Detroit. Sure, it's got its problems. It had them then in 1964, and maybe it has more today. But I enjoyed the people. And it seemed like anything that you wanted, anything that you looked for, if you looked long and far enough, you could find it in Detroit. But I really enjoyed an association in the fifth major market in the big city. And here I was, a small boy, and was good music in those days. Very good music. And WCAR had that distinction, I'm sure, of being picked out from all of the rest in its own particular sound. Many listeners told me this. Many people in the business told me this. And it was fun. Here we are today at WIID and still enjoying the many, many talents of so many great people today. So many new names, you can't even pick them out. And I, for one, am very enthusiastic about the change that music has made in its quality. I'm not speaking of the difference between rock and so-called good music or country music. It's so much better. It used to be that when rock first came along, there were so many young people plunking on guitars and playing wrong chords and monotonous things. And I think this was one of the alienations that the older generation there kind of turned themselves off a little bit. But now I think I see a turnaround, and change is good. And amen. Radio is here, and it will be here for a long time to come.
Former CKLW newsman Don Patrick.
Seems that every station in Detroit patterns itself after another station, either in Detroit or somewhere else. And the net result is everybody's doing the same thing, and nobody's really coming up with anything new. There's so much more that can be done. I think most people, too, are forgetting their, forgetting the community. And that's what we're in business for. We're in business to provide a service to the community. And it seems that sometimes we're forgetting that that's what we're here for. I'd like to see this Detroit market get some people who are thinking young, who are thinking new, and have various new approaches to this business of broadcasting. And let's try some new approaches. Let's do some new things. Let's do something that's never been done before.
Don Patrick. A look at black radio in the metropolis and to listen to what the listeners have to say in the next segment of Detroit Radio, then, now, and tomorrow.